So there's Lisa G with the Howard 100 News. Jason
Lisa
Ellis.
Glassberg takes
I got to know Jason because he works here at Sirius XM. He's the host of a morning show on Sirius XM, I believe. Is it a morning or afternoon show? It's an afternoon show.
Afternoon.
All right. Yeah, Jason isn't getting up early in the morning.
Now he'll come in here and act like a madman.
There
I'm
he is.
I'm not buying the act anymore.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm going to tell you what happened with Jason, because I'm a little bit privy to this.
Yeah?
You met Jason, and he seemed a little out of it,
right.
as you describe.
Yeah.
Jason, whether, I don't know how serious you want to get into this, but he's going through a really hard time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I thought Robin was a little cold, actually.
Really?
It was like a, I feel like you'd see a therapist, right?
Yeah.
You're back a little bit. I can see that. I came up the elevator and I saw her and I didn't think that she would recognize me.
Right.
And she was like, oh, hey. And I was like, oh, hey. And then it was like a handshake that didn't, and then it was like a hug and I went to hug and then it was just like a pat on the arm and then it was like awkward and then she walked off. And I was like, you're a little bit cold. You need to let go.
You need to get a grip.
I am in therapy constantly and I'm gripping onto everything I can.
You looked like you didn't know anything yesterday, and I had to sort of call attention. You know, you're like, you would have walked right by me.
I don't think you, I don't, no, no,
yeah,
you're,
yeah,
no, you're
yeah.
wrong and I'm
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm like, hey!
No, I reached out to you, I like you, and I know who you are. And
sure.
you saw me and you're like, eh,
what should
don't
Robin
hug
have
me.
Done?
The, yeah, right.
She didn't want to hug me.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Look, when he
you
was
don't like
already,
hugging people.
No, he was already past me. That's the whole point.
I was
he
reaching
was
out.
He was going to walk right
I
by
was
without
out.
Saying hello. So then I said, hey, and now it's awkward to turn around and hug him.
Why it's never awkward to turn around and hug me.
You sound angry about this, Robin.
See, I told you.
No, because now he's attacking me. He was the one who was cold.
Well, maybe both
and
of you
aloof.
Are weird.
And aloof.
I'll go with both of us are weird.
Yeah, right. Why not?
Both
yeah.
of us are weird.
Well, I want people to know that Jason is going through a very difficult
What's going
time.
On?
Well, Jason separated from his wife 2 months ago.
Aww.
And I know you're taking it hard. You're
yeah.
taking it hard. And, you know, he
If I'd known that, I would have turned around.
would turn
See,
around.
That's why it hurts so bad. I'm touchy with, like
well,
she's a friend, plutonic friend, for the love of Christ,
you
give
really,
me a hug.
You really love your wife.
Yeah, I
but
do.
But you did a thing where, and I admire you for this.
Okay.
There's many things I admire about you, but I admire this in particular. You went to your wife, and you were honest. You said, look, I have such desire for other women right now. I don't want to cheat on you. So I'd rather divorce you. Then
yeah.
go out and cheat on you. Now,
I love her in-laws, and I don't have any family, and they taught me how to be a father. I copy them, and I copy my wife, because I was raised by wolves. So
the reason
if
you
I
don't
cheat, and they all hate me,
right.
I fucking ruin everything.
The reason you hate your own family, or say you don't have your own family, it's true. You went into hypnotherapy.
Mm.
Last time I interviewed you, you said your grandfather raped you.
Mm. I didn't know, but I assumed so.
Yeah, and then you went into hypnotherapy and you learned that your own father raped you.
Yeah.
Your father.
Yeah.
And so you have no relationship with your dad.
He died anyway.
Right, but what is that like when you go into hypnotherapy and you realize your father raped you?
Well, rape is what really crazy, but I guess I say molested, but that's even
that's a rape.
More pain. Yeah, okay. I never really said that, but...
Did your father rape you? Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
I mean,
it is
I was
rape.
A little baby, but yeah.
Right.
But I, you know,
How
that's
old
my,
you?
That's my idol. Like four. Then the therapist, like we went through it a little. I did therapy every day. I went to Summit, did the rehab thing, and I did therapy all day, every day. And the more therapy I did, the more I found out things that, you know, like when I, because I took a bunch of acid and crystal meth when I was 17 after a skateboard demo and I had an imaginary friend.
Yes.
And I was in a swimming pool talking to my imaginary friend, and my girlfriend at the time was just watching over me so I didn't drown.
Yes.
And I said that I was molested by my father when I was a little kid. And she called my mom and told my mom. My mom said, I thought he wouldn't remember that, but it wasn't his dad. It was the next door neighbor. And I just left it at that.
Your mom protected your dad.
Yeah, I think everybody did. I think nobody thought it was possible. But
what was your father like? Was he...
He was my idol. He was like a... But it's now, after all the therapy, it's weird. When we were in here last time, you were sort of saying that he was a out-of-control guy. And I remember actually thinking to myself afterwards, who the fuck are you? What's wrong with doing burnouts and fucking setting shit on fire? And now, I mean, after more and more therapy of you know, him heat gun on his arm and rolling cars and going. And
your old man was a nut.
Yeah.
And he did crazy stunts, and you idolize it. And that's probably why now you on your own radio show do crazy fucking things.
Oh, I do crazy fucking things on the radio because I'm an entertainer. But yeah,
you learned this from your father. Now, when you suddenly go into this hypnotherapy, is it possible that through hypnotism that really didn't happen?
It wasn't even the hypnotism. It was actually thinking about it with a clear head for instances where when I first, after that whole thing and I told them that I was molested, I went back to my parents' house. And then when I got up in the morning, I was leaving and my dad said, "Do you think you got molested?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Do you think it was me?" And I said, "Nah, I don't." And then I walked off, and he never said anything to me ever again. And now I'm a dad.
Right.
If my son takes acid and says that he was molested by me,
right,
he doesn't fucking walk off and go skateboarding.
Right.
I analyze him for weeks until we get it out that I didn't fucking do it.
Right.
And who the fuck molested you? Where the fuck is he?
You would be mortified.
And then I found the story goes that it was the neighbor, and they went over to the neighbor's house and said, did you do that? And he said, no, my mom slapped in my face, and my dad didn't do anything. My dad punched people in the face for nothing a million times. This guy sucks my dick, and my dad doesn't kill him? It's unbelievable.
None of it makes sense. How far back do you remember your father doing this?
When I was four.
When you were four. Now, you know, it's hard to have memories when you're four, but when they're that traumatic, I guess they stay with
you.
Yeah,
they could stick with you.
I just remembered the dick. I didn't remember the face.
Yeah. Well, you probably blocked out that it was his face because you wanted a father. You want to worship him.
I remember being underneath the bed and holding on with my toes and my hands off, so my body was off the ground under the bed, and I remember him coming in with a torch.
A torch?
Yeah.
To do what? To threaten you?
I don't know. I just remember. I just have visions of stuff like that.
A torch.
Yeah.
Did he try to burn you?
No, like a torch, like a light.
A flashlight?
Yeah, flashlight.
Oh, a flashlight. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
Oh,
yeah.
He didn't set fire to me or nothing.
Oh, he comes in with the flashlight, sticks his dick in your face, and then wants you to go to town.
I didn't see that.
What did you see?
There was just a bunch of different instances where, for some weird reason, when he was coming around, I was terrified.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Man, what do you think he even stopped molesting you? Like,
I think he grew up. I think, you know, he was 20 when I was born. I think he was, you know, he'd done a lot of crazy things that I am now finding out because I get to call my stepmom and my mom and tell them when I was in rehab of all the things that I've recalled.
What crazy things did he do? Was something with sex shows or something Gary was telling me?
Well, in the end, because, you know, he cheated all the time. That was, right. You know, at one point, I slept with the same person he slept with.
Oh, wow.
Is that right?
I slept with my stepmom's best friend for a while. She, like, just attacked me at a party one time. I'm fucking 17.
Right.
I'm getting a 35-year-old blowjob. I'm freaking out. I'm like, this is the best blowjob ever.
Right.
So I'm doing her for a while, and then I'm at a club, and I get a call in the club saying it's an emergency for Jason Ellis in a fucking nightclub. And I'm like, what? Okay. Go to the desk. Like, phone call. Hello? Hey, it's fucking Jenny. This is the girl I'm sleeping with, her sister.
Right.
So she says, I want to come pick you up so you can come over to Carmel's house. I'm like, okay. They pick me up. Sorry, she picks me up. We're on our way, she likes, let's pull over to the beach, and I fuck her. Then we get back in the taxi, and we go back to her house, and I have sex with the other one.
It's a miracle you even got married, because, really, the amount of sex you're having.
Well, and my girlfriend got pregnant.
Ah, I see. She got pregnant, and you married her.
Yeah, and she was my friend. Because I've been married before, making mistakes like that.
Yeah.
And I swore that I would never get married again, because I can't keep my dick in my pants. I don't deserve girlfriend.
You went to your wife, and you said, look, I have such strong desires for other women.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, I just couldn't, you know, I mean, the radio show and porn stars and people like that, and I was like, it's just a matter of time.
Did you go on a mad tear? Did you, when was this going on? Just before you went into rehab?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you went on a mad tear. Were you drinking, doing drugs, doing everything?
I started drinking again, and I'm very scared of doing, like, hard drugs, but one time I was so wasted, somebody put some powder in my hand and I ate it, and I woke up in the morning and I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. And then the very end was some girl who, I mean, I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do that, because there's two people in me, you know. I didn't realize what it was. I just thought I was a dude that can't stop.
Right.
And some girl was in my hotel room at the Hard Rock, and she was, I'm brushing my teeth, and all of a sudden she's like, psh, psh, and snorting. I'm like, what's that? She's like, oh, it's what are you, morphine? And I was like, it's, you mean heroin?
Right.
And then you know, she's like, do you want a blowjob? And I said, yes. And then I thought, I don't, and no offense to this girl.
You were not attracted to her.
I'm not attracted to people who do heroin. I'm not that guy. Like, people think I'm crazy, but I don't want a fucking blowjob from someone who does heroin. And I don't.
Right, that could be high risk.
It's a fucking ridiculous move. And then I did it, and then she left, and I felt terrible, and I called my life coach, and I'm like, I think I can't say no to anybody when it comes to sex, and I don't like it. I don't feel good about it.
So
I
you
did the serve this question thing, and I answer the questions, and they're like, yeah, you are.
Oh, wait a second. You leave your wife, you go on the mad tear.
Yeah.
Are you getting any famous chicks? You're a good-looking dude.
Fuck no. I didn't want to go out with anybody good-looking, because that takes more than one conversation.
You didn't want to have any work involved.
I want a blowjob.
You want
a blowjob.
Sex.
Fuck off. Right. Yeah. I don't even really want your pussy. That's too intimate.
So were you with chicks who you weren't even attracted to?
All of them.
Wow.
This is weird if some of them are listening, but I'm sorry.
A lot of fat chicks?
Everybody.
Everyone. There's no discriminating.
I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's a sex addict.
Yeah.
He's a sex addict.
Here's the then in therapy, saying that my father, by being molested, that I'm acting out, and what are my favorite things that I like in bed, and I'm like, when someone else takes control, and then the therapist points out to me that you want what your dad used to do to me, what you do to you, and that's just the thing where I started to
lose it.
I really did. I cried for like 2 weeks straight, and I wanted to break walls and
listen. Let me first of all. Let me,
no
let
wonder
me,
you didn't say hello. It's all right.
Let me ease your conscience here for 1 second. Every guy likes when a woman takes control. So don't think that's because your father fucked you up. I mean, I dig that too.
Right.
Every guy.
I've never been able to make love because I've never really loved myself. I've just pawned people, and then I realized that that's all I did to my wife, and I spent most of my days being a little bit sad because I can't understand why I'm not complete, and now that I've figured out the root of the problem, it's too late.
So your dad's gone.
So you now think the marriage is done because...
Well, she's moved on. She knows.
She got a boyfriend?
I know she's seeing people.
Wow. She must be hot, huh?
Yeah, she's really hot.
Yeah, and you want her back?
More than anything.
But she will not take you back. Mm. Have you called her and said, I want you back?
Yeah.
And what'd she say?
No, I don't want to.
She doesn't want to go through it anymore.
I don't blame her.
Right, she's had it.
I cheated on her a long time ago with a fucking whale, and she knows that. And then she gave me another chance, and then she gave me a chance, and I said, "Oh, I'm a fucking firefly. I've got to fly and do it." Like, you fucking idiot, man. Like, the only person that's ever, you know, I mean, the love of your life, you told them to leave you.
Wait a second. There's got to be a way that she can see that you've grown now as a man. You put yourself through intensive therapy. You say you have a... How often do you speak to your life coach?
Like 4 or 5 times a day.
Does this guy have any other clients, or you just did? I mean, 4 or 5 times a day is almost a full-time job.
Yeah, but we're really good friends.
I see.
And we've been friends beforehand, and now I have a sex therapist that I talk to.
What is a life coach exactly?
Because she's too expensive to call me more than that.
What is a life coach? A life coach is somebody who, you pay them, right?
Yeah, I don't pay him at all.
No, oh, that's a friend.
He's my friend who is a professional life coach who I had, Devlin Steele. I had him on my show one time.
Right.
It was when I cheated back in the day, and he got me over the hump. And he got me to get Andrea back.
So whenever you call him, he picks up the phone? He's available to you 24/7?
Yeah, he just texted me and said, you know, he's like, are you ready? I'm like, of course I'm fucking ready. This is the only thing that I am good at. And he was like, you know, go, it's your time, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever. At 4 in the morning, if you have a desire to fuck a whale, you call him and he gets you straight.
Yeah, even
so let me understand the timeline. I last saw you were married.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was, you know, whatever. You were getting.
According,
George Takei was
on the outside.
George Takei was jerking you off.
Yeah,
we were all having. It was a lot of good fun.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. By the way, I was in a steam room the other day with my friend Benji Madden and one other like weird looking Russian guy who I just thought didn't speak English, and he was like, "You are Howard Stern show." George Decay. And I'm like, yeah, well, we're all fucking naked in a steam room, dude. Do we have to fucking go through this right now?
It was a great time, though. I mean, it was a very funny show.
I was happy to do it.
Right.
George, the last time he was here, was sorry you weren't.
When Jason came in and he started to put clamps on his cock and he let George remove the clamps and he goes,
my goodness.
Well, you have such a beautiful cock.
Yes.
Why would you put clamps on that and destroy your beautiful cock? And then he started stroking it. It was really something to see.
Yay.
Yeah. But anyway,
oh my goodness, it was you've got such a beautiful cock.
But my point is, you were here, you were married, you were with Andrea, your beautiful wife. You left. At some point, how many weeks after you saw us did you go to Andrea and say, I can't take it anymore, I gotta fuck girls, and I'm being honest with you?
I think it was like 3 months ago.
3 months?
Yeah.
3 months ago.
Yeah. Something like that.
So this is all gone.
So
this is all
this has happened in 3 months.
Yeah.
So how long are you on a mad tear fucking girls after you leave Andrea?
A month. I regretted it in like the first week.
But
I just knew that I couldn't stop, so I didn't. I just kept going with it.
Right. You're almost like a drug addict with the sex, and that the sex ruins your life. Sex ruined your life.
I didn't get it. I didn't even understand why I would wake up worse and want more.
Well, it really wasn't about the sex. You were just looking for attention. You don't need that much sex. You know what I mean?
It was to keep you from concentrating on what really is wrong.
And I would smoke weed constantly so that I would never actually have the a big enough brain to catch what I was doing. I was just like, man, I'm just fucking kind of shitty all the rest of the day. I don't know. And the radio I would just, no matter what, 4 hours, I would just give the other person the go, and then switch off and be this cold fucking asshole again.
But I feel your saving grace in all of this. You're an honest guy. You really are. I at the core of Jason Ellis, you're very honest. Most people don't admit to their wives they're having tremendous thoughts of other women. They don't do the honorable thing and say, look, rather than fuck on the side, I'm going to come to you, I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is very good. I mean, this says
but it wasn't really what he wanted to say. He wanted to destroy his own life because of his self-destructive tendencies.
Yeah, right.
Now, you guys are breaking me down.
So you go out and you fuck like a madman. You're doing tons of drugs. Some girl even gives you heroin. And
I didn't take the heroin.
No, he took the blowjob.
Which is so not...
I just want people to know that
that's not me. I don't want heroin blowjobs.
You realize you don't want all this. You check yourself into a rehab. How long are you in rehab for?
Only 2 weeks. Got to get back on the radio.
How to get back on the radio? You have a job.
It's different, though. I didn't go in there and detox. Because back in the day when I did heroin with prostitutes and stuff, that was a different, I snorted cocaine in the Shape of Australia. I was going to go there, so I went into rehab.
When you go to rehab and you say to them in rehab, I'm a sex addict, does everyone sort of snicker and laugh at you and go, oh, for God's sakes, sex addict, that's all bullshit, even though I know it's real?
Well, I'm honest in therapy, and we had groups and we had AA meetings, and I told my story everybody, and there was no doubt you were a sex addict.
That's right. You really fucked up your life being a sex addict.
There was a bunch of people that were taking like 50 Oxycontins that were like, man, you are fucked up. And I was like, well,
when you're in rehab for 2 weeks, is it one of those rehabs where you got to clean toilets and it's sort of humbling you?
No, I was in a mansion. Dr. Drew set it up. Robin?
Dr. Drew.
That's right.
Did you go to Dr. Drew and say Dr. Drew?
I called his co-host, who is friendly and listens to the show, Psycho Mike, and he called Drew, and then Drew called me personally, Robin.
Wow.
And didn't say anything about me going to
celebrity.
I fucking, he didn't ask for anything. He is a kind soul. Why can't you love? Why are you so cold?
I don't mind Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew recommends a certain rehab.
He set it up and got me a little bit of a discount and helped me get in there. And then there was other places that were cheaper. And he's like, don't go there. Go to Summit. These guys will fix you. And they have, sex therapists that not just, AIDS.
What did they teach you in 2 weeks at Summit? I mean, because it seems to me that
the biggest thing was the root of the problem. If it wasn't for Andrea, I would be so fucking happy right now. It would be ridiculous.
Right.
I don't care that my dad blew me. I don't fucking care.
Yes,
he's died. My brothers died. My grandfather died.
But you care that your father blew you.
Not enough to stop me in my life. Not enough to be happy and take care of my kids.
Right. I understand that.
The
you
only
can go
thing
on.
That stops me is Andrea.
Right. Now,
and I'll get past that, too.
And Andrea doesn't see a change in you. She doesn't believe the change. She says you went for 2 weeks.
I just don't expect to take me back right now. Like, all the, why would you? I made her switch off and move on.
Right.
Now I have to convince her to switch it back off.
Imagine how much it hurts?
Yeah. Because I do know how much it hurts. Because now I live at it. I stare at my fucking toes in my hotel room every day.
Is this new tattoo on your face?
It was before. This is the whole.
When did you get
people.
This? What did
like,
you do?
I got it like I don't know, like 8 months ago. It's her initial with a love heart on my face. I have a fucking my tattoo. This is my family. This
on
is
the back.
Determination to keep my fucking family together.
It's elephants, though.
Well, yeah, because I love elephants. I love animals. I don't really like people.
The thing on your back of elephants.
You can relate to that, right, Robert?
It's an elephant family.
Right. Yeah, I'm a big fucking elephant.
The big.
You haven't seen my dick? Come on.
This piece on your back, which is a full back. Your back is covered
in a
tattoo.
It's fighting to stay in the family.
Determination is what it says on there, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of elephants.
Mm-hmm.
Trotting. A family of elephants.
My kids and my wife.
And that's you and your family.
It's a willpower that I tried to use. I use this analogy. The toughest man in the world cannot hold a 10-pound weight over his head for the rest of his life. Sooner or later, he will drop it. And now.
And do you think that you're a very macho guy? You fight and you do all this stuff. You think all this posturing maybe even hurt you too, in the sense that you're so hell bent on being a tough guy and all that?
I just want to prove stuff to somebody who's dead and blew me. Which
right.
Is ridiculous.
That's right. So now that you're done with your sex addiction, yeah. Andrea doesn't want to take you back.
She's nice to me.
Are you having sex with anyone?
No.
No.
I just got told that I was allowed to jack off now, so I'm a little bit of a rabbit.
Okay, so wait a second. The irony in all of this is you left Andrea for sex, and now you're not even having sex.
No, I refuse to, because I don't sleep too much right now. My therapist said that you're just going through a little bit of a depression thing, but
Are you depressed? Are you depressed? Are you clinically depressed?
I don't know.
Are you on any medication?
Yeah.
What are you on?
Stuff to make me sleep and propanolol to stop my from having any panic attacks or anything.
That's why Robin, I think, met Jason Ellis, who was somewhat
fucking
subdued.
Fred, you shithead.
But I think that's why Robin met a guy in the hallway.
That
he's
I
a little bit
recognize.
Out of it.
I'm not a little bit out of it at all.
No,
look, I'm nervous around you, and I'm not going to go over you and be like, hey, because I don't
the
think that you
thing,
know me.
Why did you let Robin blow you when you were
I
looking for sex?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed
if that
to.
That tattoo had been there before, so I was really staring.
Right, the thing on his face.
The tattoo, yeah.
And I'm not covering it either.
You tattooed your face with your wife's initial.
Yeah.
Which is not going to play well with when you meet the love of your life, because you're going to have to go out and meet a woman now. And
you don't want to meet another woman.
You will. You of course you will.
You'll Listen, eventually move on.
When is the last time you had sex? Intercourse. Or a blowjob.
I don't know, like 6 weeks ago.
All right. You got out of rehab, and they say to you in rehab, listen.
The last blowjob I got was that one in Vegas
right,
from the heroin.
From the heroin addict.
Yeah. She's not a heroin addict, sorry.
Well, you said, so when you get out of rehab, they say to you, listen, Jason, no sex until we tell you. Because now that you start to realize your thoughts aren't doing you so well. So I'll listen to these guys.
Because I've met the smartest people in my life. I'm like, she's really smart.
Obviously. These guys say to you, Jason, don't have any sex.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even jerk off.
For the first month, yeah.
How hard was that?
Not that hard.
Well, then are you a sex addict?
Well,
I feel like once
the root of the problem has released me.
Okay.
I really don't. I know I can't drink, I know I can't smoke weed, and I know I can't get blowjobs from whores. It's not that hard for me now that I know.
But when you would lay in bed and you want to jerk off, like you would say, oh, don't jerk off. Like you had to fight it,
you
right?
know? Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And who gives you permission to start jerking off again? Who makes that embarrassing?
My sex
call?
Therapist.
The sex therapist says, listen, Jason, I've been thinking about you. I'd like you to start.
She did not say, I've been thinking about you, you should jerk off. That's not
how
the conversation went.
Did you say to her, listen, you need to jerk off?
I said, I haven't been jerking off. Is there any, am I allowed to do that? She said, I don't see there's any, fuck you for laughing.
Isn't it amazing?
It's the best fucking jerk off I've ever had in my life. That first one, because people call in sometimes, I have that dude is a gay on my show, and I'm like, they hit my face. With my load, I'm like, you're fucking gay, dude. If you can't direct your own dick in a certain angle and you accidentally hit your face, it's because you wanted that shit on your face.
You know.
But my first load was pretty, it had some distance. But once again, didn't hit my fucking face.
Right, of course. But the reason I'm laughing is not at you, but at the situation. Like, oh my God, there's a human being who has to get permission to jerk off from another human being. It's just come down to this crazy thing.
You've got to pay the price.
Do you think in some way you like all of this because you like crazy? craziness, and this is only adding to your story.
You're the king of the crazy.
You're the king of the crazy. Someday you'll write a book about your life.
I have a book coming out, and now I have to make another book.
Right.
Because I have a whole new story. The first book is like, my dad is an idol, I love him, and now I'm awesome, and I'll fight and explode, and I'm the champion of the world, and the next one's going to be, fuck, you blew me.
Do you think, on some level, you really enjoy all this drama?
Of course I do. I'm an attention seeker. Yeah.
This is wild, right? Yeah. This is great. This is great radio, your saga, and you're telling everybody everything.
Well, this way I don't have to get jacked off by a 70-year-old gay dude. I just have to talk to you, and you can try and make me cry.
Is there anything that you haven't revealed about this? I mean, is there something like that you're holding back that you haven't said about what went on here in the last couple of months?
No.
You've been completely honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay.
You don't know anything.
There's
that you
nothing
can just sort of
that
spring
you've
on him.
Been holding back?
I'm not fucking... What the fuck are you guys...
You know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, tell everyone what I'm talking about. What have you been holding back?
What am I talking about?
You've not been completely honest. Tell the stuff that you don't even want to say on the radio. That's where we're going today. What's been going on besides what you reveal on the radio?
That's the end of it.
What else? That's the end of it?
Good luck.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There's not something more?
You're not that good of a therapist. those eyes hawking on me do not fucking... let me think.
Isn't it true your father got you pregnant when you were 4 years old?
I'm having a me come out of my ass tomorrow.
So anyway, listen, you're having a tough time, and that's why some people might meet you and see that you are depressed, because you're depressed.
Tim Sabian came over and gave me a hug, a real good hug, and he held on to me for a second, and I know that he is a brother. We're a brother in arms, because we're both getting dropped by our significant other. But Robin, you're just cold.
Do you start to fantasize about meeting a woman now that you're on the road to recovery, and at some point they're going to let you start dating again?
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, come on. You're starting to date again. You're going to start to try to get in a loving relationship because you want to be with a woman.
I don't. I just want to be with my wife.
Well, it's not happening.
You don't know that.
Well, you told me. You said she wants nothing to do with you.
Well, I have two TV shows now, so I'm going to buy a massive house.
and she'll want you.
And I'm like getting fitter and fitter, and maybe I'll walk around, try to look sexy in front of her.
I think the worst thing that could happen to you is your wife taking you back. Because I think
it's
you
not
need.
The worst thing that could happen.
It would be.
Why?
Because you could only get away with it again, and then it's
I'm not going to do it again.
You're going to do it again.
You are fucking out of control. There's no way I'm going to do it again. You're saying to me right now that I'm going to drink again.
No, because she...
You don't know.
If she lets you back in, it's going to be like, oh, you see, I can get away with behavior, and she's letting me back
in.
No,
it's not. The first
time
in my life...
That's what she told me she's very afraid of.
I believe that she thinks that right now, but I'm a different person.
You are.
I'm going to... I'm practicing to learn how to love myself.
Yeah.
Because the only person I haven't forgiven yet is me. I forgave my father, my stepmom, my mom, everybody. I forgive everybody for what they've done.
How long will you wait for your wife?
I forgive Fred for playing this fucking homo music.
How long will you wait for your wife in all of this?
A year.
You've given.
Yeah, I'll wait for her until she tells me that she's in love with someone else and she wants me to fuck off.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Now let me. Let's take a couple of phone calls for Jason, and then I'll tell you about his TV show. But listen to the Jason Ellis Show weekday afternoons at 3 o'clock on Sirius XM Faction Channel 41, and then I want to talk about LS Mania because I've watched the first one.
I appreciate that, by the way.
And I loved it, and I'll tell you why I loved it, and then we're going to talk about the new one. But TJ, go ahead.
Hey, Al, good morning, brother. Listen, so many of Jason's stories revolve around blowjobs. Maybe Robin not paying attention to him, maybe she'd give him a blowjob to make up for it.
I actually thought about that a long time ago. I was talking about you on the radio yesterday. I didn't realize your boobs are so big that I know that you can't. It kind of makes you look fat, and I know that if you tucked it in underneath, that nobody would be able to take you serious because you could not. A man could not stop looking at her tits.
Wow.
I get that. If you just had a top on that went back underneath your tits to your stomach, I couldn't fucking take you serious. I understand that's why you have like a top that goes tits straight down. So you could have a belly.
Pendulous breasts.
You do. They're ridiculous. They're ridiculous.
You attracted to him at all?
He's a very cute guy.
Right. When you saw him naked with that big cock.
That doesn't do anything for me.
No?
I don't want to see a man standing around putting fucking clamps on his
dick. I'm with you, Robin. Right. Fucking immature.
Part of your sex addiction, doing stunts like what Robin says, putting clamps on your dick and things like that. Are you now going to stop all of that?
No. That's I'm an entertainer.
Right. You will still entertain. But what if your wife said to you, Jason, look, I would consider taking you back and putting our family back together again. But you know what? Look, I think your behavior, even you sticking your dick out and putting clamps on, all that shit. It's like, can't that dick be for me? And can't that be private? And can't you? You would do it. Yeah. You would give it all up.
I'd give everything up.
Well, all right. Well, he's serious then.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be dating him, Robin.
I didn't want to date him.
That's right.
But you do think I'm cute.
You're cute.
And you looked at me and said it this time.
Oh, yeah, she
I can look at you.
Derek,
<Didn't> go
I was talking to Howard. He was asking me the question.
Sure.
Derek, go ahead. You're on the air.
I think I want it right now.
Yeah, well.
Easy,
yeah.
Robin. Don't throw you. I tell you not to throw yourself.
I'm in therapy, Robin. Back the fuck off.
I just wanted to know if Jason kind of felt the same way I did, like when you asked questions. I know, Howard, you haven't been through this, so you might not know, but Robin might. Like when you ask about molestation and his dad's dick in his face, like does that affect him like viscerally?
No. I don't know what viscerally means.
Yeah, it's a good word, though.
No. Like deep inside of you, like it, you know, it, because it brings that up.
No. My radio show is therapy, and this radio show is therapy. Listen, keep talking about it because I'm not going to be disgusted by it anymore. It's not my fucking fault.
That's
what
I was saying to Howard the other day because we were talking about this Penn State scandal that the kids didn't do anything.
That was right. I was in therapy and I had TV one day. Just one time I turned it on and there was people saying, let him play one more game. And I'm like, do you know how much fucking shit you have to go through when an old dude fucks you?
Yeah.
It fucking ruins your life. This guy's responsible for maybe 100 blowjobs. Like, right. Fucking kill him.
Despicable.
Fuck that guy. Fuck that fucking organization.
Fuck that game.
Fuck that game.
Right, exactly.
Well, I love you, Howard, and thank you so much.
You know, I was disgusted. I watched the Penn State game that day, and there were kids in the fans holding up signs, we love you, Joe Pa. And Joe Pa, you know, I don't know who's more despicable, the guy who actually does the child rape or the guys who cover it up, you know? The guy who does the child rape, okay.
Well, he's a mess.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, he's just sick.
He got molested, too, I would say, because that's what they say.
But do you really need a defensive coach that badly that you have to cover up for him? Come on.
And it had nothing to do with him. It had everything to do with the reputation of the school.
Right.
And that's what was more important to them than these kids.
Football church.
Let's go to Jason in Carroll, New York. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Jason. Hey, your old lady sucks. I mean... penis. I'm
going to
tell you.
What are you saying?
You sound like the kind of guy that would definitely get some off my wife.
I appreciate you. I appreciate it.
Are you saying you're going out with Jason's wife?
We have been out a couple times.
Right. Yeah. You're the guy.
All right, anyway. Jason is here for an important reason. He has a TV show. Now, this is a wild show. It really
What's
is
going
wild.
On?
Ellis Mania 7 on Fuel TV, 9 o'clock tonight.
Let me tell you what this is. I saw the first one. It was insane. It really was insane.
We've picked up the pace, believe it or not.
Yeah. Hey, listen to this. It's fights.
Comedy fights.
Comedy fights, but they're not so comedy. They're fights.
Well, there's two fights in this one that are real, and the rest of them are kind of real.
Let me ask you about these. There's a transgender contender fight. It's two trannies.
Yeah.
I take it male to female, right? Trannies.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Two trannies fight. And one of the trannies pukes all over the ring after getting punched in the stomach.
It was actually the worst fight of the night, and I actually went in there in the second round. I went to both of them. I was like, hey, I fucking flew you guys out here. Fucking punch each other, you bitches. Because I know you've got a dick. Stop being a pussy. So they fucking really went for it in the last round, and one of them is like overweight and has massive tits, and she's more... She kind of looks like the lead guitarist of Poison. So she all of a sudden, at the very end of the fight, she sort of goes, whoa, and then goes, whoa, and spits out the mouth guard. And I go, is she going to chuck up? I've got a microphone on the announcer. Right. And then somebody moves a bucket out, and she goes, whoa, and just throws up a little bit. And then I see, like, just one back corner of 3,000 people go, did she just fucking throw up? And right when I saw that 3,000 people stand up, she went, and fucking fire hosed so hard, and it made up for air. I was like, welcome to Ellis Mania.
Why do these people participate? Are they paid?
They listen to the show.
They listen to the show.
We're all a team. We're all entertainers. I say to them, it's your chance to shine.
Is it a money prize, though, too? Do they get something out of it?
You get a belt.
They just want to fight and put
on
a show.
The Ellis Mania belt, Howard, has a light on it. You can switch on and off.
So these two guys get in the ring, and they're dressed in women's clothing.
Women. No, they're women.
They're women.
They have massive tits and stuff.
Okay. okay, so they get in the ring, and then I imagine when they fight, they look horrendous because,
yes,
you know, there's no makeup, there's...
And they really are girly.
Yeah, right.
They have this weird girl punching thing. You know how girls can't punch or throw balls?
But meanwhile, they punch hard enough that one of them vomited all over the ring.
Well, I think she just gassed out so hard that she made herself vomit.
Yeah, right. In other words, she was just exhausted.
Yeah.
Do you, because people don't realize, if they've never been in the ring, that when you fight, it is you punch yourself out sometimes. You just get exhausted.
That's how Ellis Mania started. I had some fights, and I spoke about it on the radio and said that it was one of the most, it's sort of a Fight Club thing in a way, except not so cheesy.
Right.
These people have a chance at this in a show where I'm like, hey, you know, I'll dress you up as a clown or whatever, but somebody's going to try and fucking take your head off for a certain amount of time. And they come out very, you know, they're lighter. They're like, they always thank me. They always ask me, can I be in the next one? I'm like, yeah, man, fucking go for it.
Do you get nervous that someone's going to die doing one of these things?
I'm a professional fighter, and I know enough to know who can hit and who. I watch video. They have to show me a video of punch in the bag, and I make sure that I don't have anybody that's capable of hurting somebody unless it's me fighting.
What do you mean you're a professional fighter? Are you a professional fighter?
I'm undefeated.
But undefeated with these kind of jokey fights?
No. Or? I had an amateur boxing fight, and I knocked him out in 90 seconds, and I had a pro MMA fight in the cage.
Oh,
and
no,
I choked him in the air.
Why did you stop doing that?
My wife wouldn't let me.
You did a pro MMA fight. That's hardcore.
It was hardcore, yeah. I had to go down to 185. I trained, like, my good friend Mayhem Miller, who's fighting this weekend. I have really famous good fighters that are my friends.
Right.
And I wanted to be them one time, and I trained my ass off. And
when you say you train, what discipline do you train?
All of it. Jiu-jitsu, wrestling. I train all of it. Jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, boxing, all
of it. Did you start that young, all that training?
I started when I quit drinking and became a radio guy who lived in L.A. and couldn't skateboard anymore because there's no ramp in L.A., so I went from skateboard. My passion from skateboarding went into fighting.
What's the key to being a great fighter? Fearless? Like in other words, you can't worry about being punched in the face or any of that.
Well,
I have
a thick head.
Yeah.
Or a small brain. I would go with thick head, because my brain works pretty good.
Are you a strong guy?
Yeah.
Are you strong? Are you physically still?
I have natural heavy hands.
Right.
I knock people out easy, and it's hard to knock me out.
I always thought for years that you had to train in Gracie Jiu-Jitsu in order to win the MMA title, because it seemed like those guys for years had a lock on the whole thing.
This is a very weird conversation that I'm having with you.
Why?
I've listened to your show. You having a Jiu-Jitsu comment is weird.
Why?
Jiu-Jitsu is good, but now people have figured out how to stop people with Jiu-Jitsu, so you need... It's a whole new game. You have to be everything, and you have to be really good at everything. If you're a really good striker, that means the other guy knows you're a good striker, and he's going to put you on your back, and he's going to submit you.
In other words, the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu guys had a lock on things because nobody knew how to really deal with it.
Yeah. No, there's traps. Jiu-Jitsu guys have traps that if you don't know about it, you're done in a couple of seconds.
But once everyone figured it out, they knew how to counterbalance
that. You can still get caught if there's a guy superior Jiu-Jitsu and he takes you to the ground. It's usually in UFC, there's a guy... Whichever guy is better at whatever he is, he's trying to get you in that position.
If I want to be a great MMA fighter, what do I have to do? Learning to box is irrelevant, right?
Boxing is definitely important. The heavyweight champion of the world, Junior Dos Santos, has never been on the ground, and he's now the belt holder. He just knocks guys out.
So I need to know karate?
No. Karate's...
Karate's bullshit. Karate's
full of shit. But there's a guy that's actually fighting for the light heavyweight championship. He is a kind of karate guy, but it's you can have all of it, but it's not. If you just go and do karate, you're gay.
You
couldn't.
Could I become a great fighter?
No.
Why not? Too old?
Yeah.
And also, I probably don't have the right psyche for it.
I'm just from listening to the radio. I don't think you would want to be in it.
No.
Your nose gets broken within the first couple of days.
It does. And I would freak out. I'm a hypochondriac. I would be like,
They have
staph infection. They have ringworm. I've been choked out by people where I'm like, what's that on your arm? They're like, ringworm. Don't worry about it. It's gone. It's pretty much gone away. And then they start rubbing it on my neck. They're fucking disgusting.
Everything about it is gross.
It's like surfing, skateboarding. When you give your life to something, it's very easy for me to do that where I just, because it's like man meditation to me.
But do you need a death wish for this in a way?
No, you don't die.
I'm not afraid to die kind of thing.
In MMA, if you and me went into the UFC, yeah, we would die.
Right.
Their level is another level that people cannot understand.
Right.
But when I fought a guy that was on my level. We're good. If we fought a normal person, we would kill them.
Right.
But if we both were in the UFC, we would actually die.
Listen to this. On Jason's show, Ellis Mania 7, there's not only a transgender competition, which is hysterical. Jason himself will fight.
Yeah.
MMA veteran Kit Cope. Is he good?
He's four-time Muay Thai world champion.
And you didn't care. You just went in the ring with him. Did you train?
No, I was fat, out of shape, drinking, smoking weed, having sex.
So I take it you lose the match.
Yeah. It was pretty much these days, because the last one I fought another guy who's this Mayhem Miller guy. My ones are now, can you live?
Yeah. Is it funny to watch you get beaten up?
I think so.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Musical chair
You're
fight.
You're in agreement on that.
Well, I don't really remember it, because I actually do get, I don't want to get into it too much, but I
The musical
don't
chair
remember.
Fight you've done before in other ones, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because I know
hit.
About that. Yeah, the musical chair is a big hit. You have to, they play musical chairs. And
it's a fight for the last chair.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you know, there's eight people, and then the music stops, you get on the chair, and there's two people left. They fight for 1 minute and so on.
And then in the special shock collar fight, which is four women are blindfolded with shock collars.
And my good friend Raw Dog, who is 20 pounds and doesn't know how to fight for some reason. He's actually he fights women every Ellis Mania, and he's 1-4, so he's lost four times. And he beat one time he beat the shit out of a porn star. He fought his sister one time because his sister beat him up when he was a little kid. So I trained him to beat his sister because she came on the show and she was I don't want to say a cunt, but you know, a little bit cunty.
Yes.
And I was like, fuck that, dude. Don't take that shit from this bitch. You're better than that. Fuck her. Knock her fucking ass out in front of 5,000 people, and we'll hoist you, and we'll go to the, you know, we'll celebrate. Fuck
but,
her.
But that's a no-win situation. If you beat up a woman, it's like, if you lose, you're a
loser.
You
haven't seen him, Howard. You haven't seen him.
Right.
When he wins, everybody celebrates, and the girl congratulates him.
So with the shock collar fight, the four women are blindfolded with shock collars, and they try to knock each other out, and you guys shock them meanwhile?
Yeah, I gave the shock remotes to a bunch of people in the audience.
So while they're fighting randomly,
the women are being electrocuted, and Raw Dog, of course, he's blindfolded and he's being electrocuted.
Right.
And then I also got my producer Kevin to wear assless chaps, blindfolded, with his hands tied behind his back, with a dog collar on, just walking around getting punched in the face by five people. At one point, somebody pulled him onto the ground and started spanking his ass and shoving his underwear
why
up his ass.
Why is this all so funny? It is. I know it
on,
is. But why is it funny? It's just funny.
It's mayhem.
It's mayhem. It's mayhem. It's a man at his lowest.
Well, thank you, Howard. I really appreciate
it. Yeah. No, I mean, it really is.
Well, it's nobody sucking anybody's dick without them saying they want to. It's fun fighting.
Here's what we've learned. First of all, Ellis Mania tonight at 9 o'clock on Fuel TV. Robin, TiVo it, watch it, do whatever it is you have to do.
Oh, she's definitely going to watch it, Howard. I can't wait to hear how she feels about the show.
That's right. And don't miss the season premiere, okay? Check out Jason's band, Death,
there you go.
Death, Die, at deathdeathdie.com.
I just want to mention we have a new song, and because I felt a lot yesterday. I was like, we need to be number one on iTunes.
Right.
Who's number one in rock on iTunes? And someone said that it was fucking Nickelback and Daltrey.
Right, Daltrey.
They need fucking sticks of dynamite shoved up their ass and fucking exploded. America, if you're listening, what the fuck are you doing? Just go to iTunes and fucking click on Death, Death, Die, Toto Modo, Bodo Saki. That song will save America, and then you can go on iTunes and look like
me hear a little
done
of
something.
This song. Toto, Bodo,
what is it?
Toto, Modo, Bodo, Saki. It's about my jet ski. I ride a jet ski naked.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I get out there and
how fast do you go naked?
70 mile an hour, how it's done. Completely naked.
This is a song about that?
Yes, it is.
You wrote this while you were jet skiing?
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Rock and roll.
At least it's rock and roll.
I'll be singing it tonight as well.
Oh, very good. What do you play, guitar?
I'm the singer.
You're the singer.
Yeah.
When the joint comes up and I'm feeling right, gotta blow up the team from the party last night.
Oh, right. You got a nice voice.
Thank you.
Pleasant voice.
Gotta get on the water, get out of town. She got 300 horses.
I like this kind of music.
She gets me a beat and there's a secret cabal, but I keep all my weed and feel the wind on my bones.
Rock and roll. Very nice.
My jet ski has mirrors on it, and I don't know why.
So, you make a good point. Daughtry, I don't know much about Nickelback, but Daughtry, it seems wild. But what happened to music, really?
I just think a lot of people have been, they're just pussies.
Do you love music? I love music.
Fuck yeah, I love music. You love the same music as me. I love real musicians. I don't care if it's country or anything. If you're really good, I love you. But if you're just this, like Nickelback, no disrespect. I know what they're doing.
Right.
But they're just giving you bullshit.
You want to audition?
And you keep fucking eating it, America, in Canada. Stop
why
it.
Why have you never auditioned for America's Got Talent?
Fuck them.
Why?
I'm a fucking man, because I'm a man.
No, but
I'm
you
there,
audition,
I'm here to attack
so you get
them.
Your music out.
I want them to die.
America's Got Talent? You want to die?
America is got fucking balls in their ass. It's bullshit. They are the fucking most pathetic. You and me are the... we're the fight against this bullshit.
Well, America's Got Talent. if you went on there, let's say I become a judge on there, right? You know, that's the rumor that I'm going to become
well,
the judge.
Well, if you're a judge, well, then I'll go.
That's a different thing.
We'll do a little...
That's what I'm saying. Eh. Bring your band on there, you know, and get in there.
If
do
you
something.
Are a judge for real, because I don't
right.
believe that.
Right.
If you really such bullshit.
Right.
If you did that, yeah. I would for sure be in there right. immediately.
No, I don't think I'd hit my buzzer on you. I'd be afraid.
you better be.
Ham Hands Bill, real quick, go ahead for Jason Ellis.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, man.
Listen, one perfect therapy for you. Because it's important that you remember the molestation when you were a kid. I think Sal and Richard should come in, you close your eyes, and you smell the balls and cock for me.
Good stuff, man.
You're saying Ham Hands. Ham Hands, are you a molester at all?
No. You know, I have a clean record. My record.
We're not talking about your record. We're talking about what you do.
Nobody ever cut me.
That's not creepy at all.
I never molested anybody.
You never molested
you're
anybody.
You sure?
Yeah, but
so you think it would be therapeutic for Jason if Sal and Richard came here to news.
If they come in, I will kick the shit out of them.
And they stuck their cocks in his face.
Go count some pepperoni, Sal.
In other words, maybe it would trigger your memories.
Close your eyes.
It's going to trigger my leg kicks. That's what it's going to do.
If they come in with a flashlight, and they come in, and you smell their balls and cock.
Do it. Just make sure you get a fucking camera on. Bring them in. See what the fuck happens.
Joel, go ahead. You're on the air in Ithaca.
Hey, I got to say, Ellis is probably one of the best guests you have on all year besides George Takei.
Yes, and, the two of them together are dynamite.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. For sure.
Fuck you.
And I just love hearing him. He's like the next mogul. All he needs is a clothing line.
Right.
And
I have a clothing
and a new CD coming out, a full one.
Do you have a clothing line?
Yeah.
Is that right? What do you sell? Is that one of your
Red Dragons and Ellis Mate stuff.
I see.
Yeah.
A lot of guys are into that now with the clothing.
You know, I'm a skateboarder. I had it before I was on radio.
Right.
Yeah.
How's the radio thing going? You're still enjoying it?
I'm the best. Well, you know, except for you.
Thank you.
I don't want to go in the mornings because I want to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm just going to stay in the afternoons.
You don't even know.
I made the biggest mistake
of my life.
You did. But you had to be the king. I get that. Now I feel like because of satellite radio, I'm just going to stay afternoons and not get 500 million. But I'll take a million for afternoons.
When I did morning radio and terrestrial radio, I had to do it. That's the time you go on. And you have to prove yourself.
I know. And
I felt I needed to prove myself and to beat everyone. It's the toughest time to be on.
Yeah.
But now that I'm on satellite, what am I doing getting up at 4 in the morning?
I agree.
It doesn't make sense.
Why are you doing this?
We repeat the show all fucking day.
Well, I don't know about that, but I don't understand why
I should get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, come and saunter in at 9 o'clock, and then and do the show.
Fuck everybody. This is the replay.
I don't know.
I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, Howard. I love hearing you live.
Live. That's what I said. My audience likes it live.
You can't get out now. You're fucked.
I'm in.
You're doing a great job. Look, I just want to... I actually have a book coming out, and I thanked you in the book.
Oh.
We don't really know each other, but the only reason I really got into radio is because you made it look
good.
Well,
thank you.
So I appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Believe me.
Well, that deserves a thank you.
Not thanking you at all,
Robin.
You're
not kidding.
F you. What did I ever do to you?
Thanks, Fred.
Listen to the Jason Ellis Show weekday afternoons at 3 o'clock on SiriusXM Faction Channel 41. Jason's been at Sirius now. How long have you been here?
7 years. Tony Hawk got me on his show for 2 years, and now my show. It was just a DJ gig, and then it evolved thanks to everybody at Sirius, Steve Blatter, and all those dudes that gave me a...
They believed in you.
Steve said, hey, talk for as long as you want.
And that's nice.
Became a radio show, a talk show.
But you do a great job. And don't miss the season premiere of Ellis Mania. Now, that happens tonight at 9 o'clock on Fuel TV. I will be watching. Check out Jason's band, Death, Death, Die, at deathdeathdie.com.
That's a horrible name.
Thank you.
No. Listen, all jokes aside.
You know
aside.
Nothing about music, Robin. Whatever.
All jokes aside, I hope you get your wife back.
Thanks, man.
And I hope you don't fuck it up. Because
I'm in therapy for the rest of my life, just like you. I'm committed.
Good. Well, it's important to do, especially if you
fucked
up like me.
Worst case scenario, I'm going to be happy and I'm going to be a really good father.
That's what you got to hope for.
Well,
that's where I am right now.
And you know what, man? If it doesn't work out, find yourself a nice girl. I'm sure you'll be able to.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Wow. That doesn't excite you a little bit?
Well, right now he's concentrating on getting his wife back.
Fantasize
for a second about... Like,
no, I won't.
Listen.
I spend the most of my day trying not to think about getting my wife back.
Really?
Otherwise I wouldn't be able to do radio.
You and... Let me think who it would be. Scarlett
Johansson. I need a cock!
Scarlett Johansson. All right, Robin, you too.
Four inches is fine.
Let's say you and Scarlett Johansson.
With me, then.
whoever your next girl is, then you can hurt her too and go out and cheat.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds romantic, Howard. Maybe we could have a foursome with your wife.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, the size of your cock, I'd never let my wife get in bed with you.
Smart man.
Please.
Hey. Seems like a nice lady.
I don't need her with any real man. All right, listen.
Okay, now you can do me.
Robin, come on.
Stop it, Howard.
Stop playing that.
Robin throws herself at you.
That's my tight little pussy.
Really? Still? Good for you.
Robin.
Act like a lady. Look, my lips aren't moving.
What do you mean?
Complete lies.
Which one?
So you know, everybody, she's staring at me right now with this big cock lip.
She loves it. All right. Thanks, Jason. Good to see
you.
Sorry you're going through so much pain, but I see growth here. I see growth.
Yeah, now I understand what happened yesterday.
And take the tattoo off your face. That ain't right. That's wrong.
I'm not.
That's crazy.
I'm not. My kids need to know that this is all I care about. Them and my wife.
What were her A what?
A.
A.
For Andrea. Now it's
is
for
that
anal.
An A?
Which is great. Yes.
Is that an A? I can't see because of the hat. Oh, oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah.
He's fucking laughing at me.
You're crazy.
Well, I couldn't stop staring at
him. I'm crazy in love.
That is
like crazy Beyonce.
Man.
I know. I was like, who's going to turn around and hug a guy? He's got a tattoo on his face.
I'm a huggable guy. You don't think I'm a huggable guy after this shit? Come on.
When's the last time you got a tattoo, a brand new tattoo?
I don't know, like six. I got this one. Oh, shit.
Oops. Yeah.
Oh, this is my new, I have a bikie gang, the Wolf Knives.
Yeah.
And
when did you get that?
I don't know, like 4 months ago?
4 months ago.
Yeah, I get tattoos all the time. I actually have to cover my, because I had to rate my dad's race number, because I race trucks, Lucas Oil Series, and I have to change my, I had my dad's race number.
Oh, dear.
Because you realize your dad made you blow him.
Yeah, I don't really want to. I want to move on, have my own life, my own number. So now my number's 41 to represent my radio show.
So then you're going to take off your dad's number.
I'm going to cover it. I'm going to get
good
idea. I'm going to get a head tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa, what do you mean a head tattoo?
I want to get a tattoo on the side of my head, big one on the back.
If you respect me at all, listen to me.
Yeah.
It's enough. You're covered up enough. It's fine the way it is for now. Stop with the fucking head tattoos. Dude, listen to me. You're a nice-looking guy. I wish I was half as good-looking as you.
You're not that bad, dude.
No, bad thanks, but don't do that to yourself.
It's just the back of my head. I've got a fucking nose on the back of my head from crashing my head.
Yeah, but it's enough. Robin, tell him. It's enough.
I don't think he's going to mess up his look.
Yeah. All right, listen. Thanks.
Thank you. Go fuck yourself.
No. Listen, it was horrible what your dad did for you. You know what I mean?
I'm all right, man. No. I'm strong and I'm ready to rise. When you let go of this whole thing, I got this whole company taken care of. Don't even worry about it.
There you go. There's a guy. You don't have to worry about
Siri. Put it on his shoulders. He's ready.
Thank God somebody's stepping up. All right, we'll be back right after these words. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, man.
Good luck tonight. Ashton Kutcher. John Hine is here. He wants to tell you what's going to be happening on the wrap-up show tonight. John, what do you have for us? It's John Hine.
Howard, Jason Ellis made the decision to divorce his wife rather than continue to cheat on her. And now he's going through a really tough time and wonders if he made the right call.
Right.
We'll discuss how Jason's holding up and if he made a mistake getting that tattoo on his face.
Right.
Why Robin was upset with the way Jason treated him before he came in and was she helping or hindering his therapy as he poured out his emotions to you.
Right.
How we learn Jason is a real fighter who finds it hysterical to get his ass kicked. And although Jason regrets cheating with a whale, will help from Dr. Drew and a life coach be enough if his wife won't ever take him back?
Right.
Plus, Robin is at...
Give us a call to talk about everything that happened on today's Howard Stern Show. Jason Ellis dropped by. Somewhat subdued Jason Ellis, who Robin had a few issues with, talked about the noble choice of separating from his wife rather than cheat on her because he loves to bang other women. So we'll get into that. Plus, Richard and Sal. Now, we only have a couple minutes left, and I do want to talk about Jason Ellis. Specifically, I thought I saw him pass by. I wanted to ask him this question. With Robin, I mean, Robin was really getting into it with Jason. In the beginning, it was sort of like, you know, is this all an act? I saw you outside. I didn't. And then she found out what he's going through. But I thought there was a really interesting give and take going on between the two of them throughout the whole interview.
I thought he had the best line. He goes, why don't we agree that we're both crazy?
Do you think Robin agrees with that?
No. But I'm not sure exactly what she saw. She just saw a depressed guy, but he is sort of depressed.
Yeah, and usually he's full of energy and all over the place, and I don't know if she was hurt that she didn't say, you know, he didn't say hi to her outside, or Benji, what kind of vibe did you pick up on there?
I thought they were just speaking the interaction that two people have that don't know each other well, but it's this kind of interaction that you always have in your head, like, oh, is this person not like me? Why are they doing this? Why are they saying hi this way? What do they mean by that? I didn't think there was a lot to it beyond that.
Now, what do you think of him deciding to not be with his wife because he knows he still wants to have sex with other people, like to separate versus to continue staying together?
Well, it's noble, but then stop doing, you know, it's almost like I can't be with you because I drink too much and stop drinking. But I guess that's what he's working on.
Well, no, I thought he said now he wants to get back with her and is ready to be faithful.
Yeah, but she apparently isn't interested.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, I mean, if you say to, I'm pretty sure I said to my wife, listen, I love you, but I fuck a lot of other broads, so I'm going to go get better and I'll be back. I'm to be like a little roadrunner puff cloud where she was standing when
but
I got back.
But he's been good for like 6 weeks now. So, you know.
I know, it is.
By the way,
it is interesting, and Howard always jokes about this, like when Kinison would come in and he goes, I got my 51-day chip, and I'm like, you know, 51 days sober is a great start, but like, let's not sell the house for fucking 51 days.
Around the world. Get up your block.
It's time for America to wake up.
No more bullshit.
This is it.
It's a revolution.
This is a Howard 100 News Brief.
I'm Ralph Howard. Jason Ellis claims it's a new Jason Ellis. The daredevil was back with Howard Stern in Studio 69. It's Howard 100 News in the Green Room with Lisa G.
Howard 100 News in the Green Room with Lisa G.
I did not cry. Very, very strong, very, very confident, very, very amusing. I felt like I did a great job with that. My dick coming out. I'm very, very proud of myself.
Sirius XM radio personality Jason Ellis showing off the new and improved side of himself to the king of all media. Jason, who's separated from his wife, told Howard he's cleaned up his act.
You know, I'm moving on. I work all day, every day to move on to be a better person. Like I said before, worst case scenario, you got to be happy for your kids.
And Jason says working on the radio is great therapy.
I also think that there's millions of people out there that can relate to me, so it's very comforting to know that I'm not alone in this.
Jason has stopped drinking and stopped sleeping around in an effort to win back his life and maybe his wife.
That's the plan. I just fight, you know, I fight all day to not think about getting her back. So what I do is work and concentrate on that, but every now and then my brain wants to think about getting my wife back. That's the depressing part.
So is Jason the new Oprah, dishing out advice that he's using on himself?
Real true fans would say that would probably be the first thing they would say is, he helps me.
What?
The second bit would be, you know, I mean, he explodes his cock on the radio.
Jason Ellis, weekday afternoons on Faction, Sirius XM Channel 41. Lisa G., Howard 100 News. The interns talk.